This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So we've got about another hour left in the show to do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number, 855-660-4261. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us that call, and we can definitely help you out. Got a lot of great questions so far today, so we'll keep on rolling with that. Nathan, we got some more calls. Who's up next?
Anna's in Massachusetts.
Anna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi, Patrick. I'm calling about my peonies. The peonies.
Sure.
They have done very poorly this year and last year, and they're in full sun. And I've given them fertilizer and watered them well. And I noticed that one has a little black on the tip of the leaf. The others that I have in the shade do very well. But these that have get full sun are not doing good. I don't know what I can do about them.
So they just not blooming, nothing along those lines?
Well, no, they did bloom. They did bloom, but not like they have in the past. These
gotcha.
Have been... these have been here for about 70 years. I mean, you know, so, and I haven't really been able to weed, get the grass grows in, and I haven't been able to get that out. So I don't know if that's what's doing it or what, you know?
And you said there's like a black spot?
On one of them, yeah.
On one of them.
And it didn't flower. And it didn't flower.
Okay. So that could have, you know, the black spot of peony, which is a fungus.
Yeah.
This is one where you might actually have to remove some of those leaves on that one.
Okay.
Anything
okay.
that has the fungus on it.
Okay.
And get rid of it. Don't put it into a compost. Don't, you know, just
yeah.
get rid of it if you can.
Okay. But don't get rid of the whole plant.
No.
Just the leaves. Okay.
Just
yeah.
the leaves okay. that are infected right now, right?
Okay.
But
yeah.
What I also want you to look at doing is this fall, when everything dies back, get rid of
yeah.
all of that as well. Okay? Let it go through its cycle this year, and I'm going to have you do something to spray it just to help prevent it from going on to the other ones. Getting rid of the leaves at the end of the season is very important. To help you out, be successful going forward. The other thing that I'd like you to do at the end of the season to try and keep the soil-borne fungus away is to add a few, like 2-3 inches of mulch over the top of the peony to just kind of keep that away from it. All right.
Yeah.
The other thing. What I'd be looking at doing is spraying the plants. I would spray all the peonies that are near each other with A fungicide, like a copper fungicide. Copper fungicide is an organic fungicide.
Mm-hmm.
To be using, spraying over the plants. You can do it almost every 14 days. But what I'd like to see you do is not just do it this year. I'd like to see it done next year, starting off in the spring.
I see. Okay.
So just as the plant is starting to show its buds, show its form, right? Spraying it so it gets that resistance early. Okay. The other thing that you could do, some of the leaves turning brown is thin out some of the branching a little bit. Take a couple of the branches out or some of the more infected areas out so that air can flow through there. Water can seep through into the plant a little easier, and it's not just sitting on the leaves. That's another key thing to be doing.
That's only just that one plant that has that. The others are okay. They just didn't do as well.
And now
the ones that are in the shade, I thought they really needed full sun, and they're getting full sun.
Well, so they want the full sun to really show that blossom.
So, yeah, but the ones that I have in the shade do so well.
Well, it's interesting because at my house I have this gorgeous peony plant. I haven't seen it flower yet. It's been in the ground for over 3 years, but it has a bunch of shade. And I know with peonies, they love that sun to really push the flower. We have a couple of trees that will be coming down, so I'm hopeful next year I'll get flowers. But sun is the way it really needs to go with it.
Yeah. Can I give it any kind of fertilizer this year?
Yeah, so it would be something that you'd be looking to do with like a 5-10-5 or a 10-10-10. The 5-10-5 is probably going to be best to help develop its root system a little bit more, which will help push more shoot development. So that would be something to look at. Again, you could actually use like a Holytone on there if that's what you had at home. Yeah, so if you had it for your evergreens, you could actually use it there.
Yeah, I have Holytone that I use on I do have the Holytone. Yeah.
So you could use something like that, but like a 5-10-5 or a 5-10-10 or a 10-10-10, any of those would be fine to use. Uh-huh. But you want to do it about two times a season, once in the spring and once in the fall, so that you're getting it, pushing it through. You could also look at using like a liquid fertilizer during the season, Neptune's Harvest or a Dram, a fertilizer. The Fish and Seaweed from Neptune's Harvest is great. I like using that one to just give it a little bit more. You could also use like a Peters fertilizer. Peters has fertilizer that comes in like a powder that you mix in a watering can. So that would be one to do as well.
Okay, Patrick. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, good luck and let us know how it goes.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Sandra's in Tewksbury.
Sandra, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I have two questions. I think I just got an answer from my husband. We have in our home here in Tewksbury plenty of flowers, beautiful flowers, clematises, peonies, you name it. He wants to know what to use, and I think the answer to the question is Neptune has. He needs a good liquid fertilizer, and he wants to know also if he could feed. We have two big trees on our deck, and I have a lot of herbs and stuff. So what would you suggest for that? And then I have to ask you, I just bought 4 clematises. Okay, and we planted them. I want to know the same thing what we should feed them to really get them going. Please.
Yeah, so I would definitely go back to that same product, the fish and seaweed from Neptune's Harvest.
Okay.
That would be like the blue bottle that you get from out of all of them. The blue bottle of fertilizer. And if you actually, they have, as you've probably heard me say a million times, I work at Mahoney's, and I know right now at Mahoney's there's a sale on the gallon of the blue bottle. It's like $34.50 instead of almost $50 a gallon. You could use that for the rest of the season and every couple weeks.
Every couple, for everything,
for all of
correct?
Them. Everything that you're doing, all the plants that you have, the clematis, the herbs, any vegetables, anything like that. You mix it in like a 5-gallon bucket, but, and I've said it a few times because I want to make sure everybody knows, but if you mix it in like that 5-gallon bucket and you leave it out, it smells. When we first saw the product, I'm talking years ago, I just remember my dad had left a little bit in a bucket, and very little, and it was like, what is that smell? We haven't had fish in a while. Like, what is going on? And then you find the bucket, and it's like, oh, okay. So it's something to just think about, but it's a great product to use. Beneficial for everything.
Okay, so does my Mahoney sell it?
Yes, they do. Yep.
Oh, okay. Thank you
Alrighty.
Very much, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Sandra. You have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-1461.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I do believe we have some more calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Elaine is in Cape Cod.
Elaine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Good morning.
I was wondering if you could help me.
Sure.
I have a honeysuckle this year that has all the flowers come out and they're all brown and the leaves are brown, and I really don't know how to take care of it.
Okay, and now do they start off green at all?
They start off green, yes.
Okay. So they when they turn brown, is it just like start from the tips of them and then move down, or is it just all of a sudden they're just completely curled?
The flowers just turn brown.
Okay.
They're there, but they're all brown.
Okay. So this could be one or two things, right? If they're curled and they turn brown, it's most likely from like an aphid. That's attacking it. There also could be some leaf blights, from fungal diseases. Those are the two. What I would take a look at, you take a look at the under leaves. Both sides come together first and there was something in between them, or was it they just kind of curled and turned brown all at the same time?
They curl and they turn brown.
Okay.
Yeah. Some of the leaves are brown too. But the flower, as soon as the flower goes to bloom, the flower is dead because it's not doing anything. It just turns brown and the leaves are the same.
Okay. So I would think it would be a fungus on that fact, and what could be happening as a combination is the insects coming in at the same time because the plant is weak, but it most likely sounds like a fungus. So a couple things you can be doing, obviously you're going to need to get rid of any of the leaves that turn brown and just completely get rid of them. Don't add them to like a compost or anything like that. And also there's some sprays that I'd want you to look into, like a copper fungicide on the rest of the plant that maybe hasn't turned brown yet. And prior, this will be something you're going to have to do next year as well. This isn't just like a one and done.
Okay.
To be doing this. If you don't want to use a copper fungicide, you want to use something that you don't have to use as often, you could use like an Infuse from Bonide, which is a spray that's a systemic spray. That you can spray actually all over. It'll translocate through the plant that way. But what I think needs to happen is multiple things. One, thinning out some of the branching to allow airflow to go through there. So okay. Anytime it rains or anytime you water, if you water over the top of it and it hits the leaves, it doesn't just sit. The moisture doesn't sit in between, causing some of this disease.
So I should spray it from the bottom.
When you water, definitely spray at the root system. Don't spray the plant with water. Sometimes when water sits in there, it sits in the hot sun and the humidity, and it kind of creates that fungus that way. So that would be something I'd be staying away from.
Water it every day?
I would spread out some of the watering, maybe every other day. But deeper watering. So what I would do is to get the hose, put it on a trickle, and leave it on there for about a half an hour. And do that in the morning versus at night.
Okay.
Okay, so to allow it to, you want the plant to not dry out completely, but to dry out during the day so it goes into the night in a cooler fashion than the next day or the day after you water it. It also depends on heat. I mean, the past 2 weeks we've gone through like a heat wave where it's almost like you need to water it every day. But as we go forward, you try to spread it out a little bit because honeysuckle doesn't want to sit in water. Okay. It wants to dry out a little bit, but not completely. You know what I mean? So maybe it's every day, every other day, maybe it's every few days, and you want to kind of get that so you can space it out to be almost like once a week.
Okay.
Okay. And I think the fungicide, copper fungicide is going to help, as well as the or Infuse.
Okay, I can't thank you enough for helping me out with that.
No problem. Good luck.
You have a great day.
Hard at work.
You too.
Over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting incident at a Walmart distribution center in Northern California has left 2 people dead, one of them the suspect who was killed by police. The suspect's name has not been released, but the assistant Pima County Sheriff Phil Johnston says of that suspect,
"We understand that he has a prior history with Walmart distribution center as an employee, but we don't know. That was not recent. It's been a while. It's been like a year and a half. So we don't know what his motive is at this point."
COVID-19 cases spiking in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Nevada, all reaching record highs as of yesterday. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he regrets allowing bars there to reopen so early, saying he's surprised by how fast the virus is spreading again.
and you're listening to USA Radio News. A White House official says President Trump was not made aware of an intelligence report claiming that Russia offered the Taliban a bounty for every American it killed in Afghanistan. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying yesterday that neither Trump nor Vice President Pence were told about it. The New York Times reported Friday U.S. intelligence officials did conclude Russia made the offer as a peace deal with the Taliban was being sought by the U.S. and Afghan governments. Due to coronavirus, this year's Pride events for the LGBTQ community have been turned into virtual celebrations. Yesterday, on a 24-hour live stream called Global Pride, former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee this November, gave a message of hope.
The fight for LGBTQ equality is all of our fight. We have a responsibility to create a world where who you are or who you love is celebrated, not denigrated, embraced, not delegitimized.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And it's been a warm few days, kind of weeks, really, that we are looking to just get out of because it's just been so hot. We haven't been able to do much in the garden, that type of thing. So we got a little bit of a change going in the next few days. Today's still going to be in the 80s, but a few days after that, it's going to actually be in the 70s. So we'll feel good about getting out there and working in the garden again and trying to enjoy ourselves outside. We've been stuck at home, but let's get outside and enjoy it again. The next few days we have some good temperatures going on, so something to look forward to, right? Now we do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into those. Nathan, who's up next?
Diane is in Tewksbury.
Diane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a Kusa dog horse that is at least 25 years old, and it looks healthy. And last year it bloomed profusely, but this year not so much. But my neighbor's Kusa dog did. Any idea what might be going on?
Have you noticed anything with the leaves or anything along those lines? Have the leaves had some sort of issue or?
No.
Okay.
It did have some blooms, but hardly any. And last year it was like profuse blooms.
So sometimes it does have a year in between where it used a ton of power, if you will, the past season. So it can try to have like a rejuvenation year. It's been there for years, so I'm sure it's been a while since there's been any fertilization going on.
Right.
So maybe it's time to look at something like that in order to give it something. You could use like a tree tone from Espoma. You'd be able to on something that's 20 years old. I'm sure at this point, is it a single stem or a clump?
It's a single from the bottom, but then it spreads out
Yep.
Maybe 2 feet up.
Okay. So that would be something where I would say using like a bag of tree tone, you could probably use like an 18-pound bag of tree tone on this entire plant to give something back to it. I'd take a look at the leaves as well and see if there's any spots or anything like that that might be adding to the issue at hand. But I think sometimes the plants just need a little bit of time to rejuvenate, and that could be part of this.
Okay.
But again, tree tone would be the best thing to add to the soil, maybe to add something to it. You'd want to put that at the drip line. So however wide the tree is, that's where you would put the fertilizer in the ground. You wouldn't want to put it next to the tree, to the trunk. You'd put it at however wide the tree is. That's where you would fertilize. Leaf structure. Go ahead.
And how would you put the fertilizer in?
Okay. So it's actually, it's pretty simple. You can do it one of two ways. So for the longest time, I was always under the impression that you could what you would need to do, find the drip line, take like a shovel and kind of dig into the soil on that outside a little bit to get that fertilizer in to the soil a bit. I had a conversation with Jim Harrison, who's from the Espoma company, and he actually said you can actually just work it into the levels on the outside. You don't actually have to dig it in. So it would be up to you on how you'd want to do it, but you can just kind of scratch the surface around it and get it in that way, or you can get a little bit on the outside, put the shovel at the end of the ground get it into the soil a little bit, and then water it in. Either way, both ways, you're going to water it into the soil.
Okay, so which is going to be hard with the weather we have right now.
Oh, I know. It's not that easy to do, but if you can, if you can get a hose to it and just let the hose be almost on a trickle, that could help it. You won't have to, leave the hose on for tons of time. But half hour or so for it would definitely be helpful.
Yeah, just move it from one spot to another along the drip line?
Yeah, kind of move it in a couple spots. The other thing you could do is just take the hose over there and water what you have fertilized in, just to kind of activate it a little bit that way. That might be an option.
Okay.
If you just
scratch up the soil or dig in, how far are you supposed to go in?
You don't have to go far. You just scratch it up a little bit and you'd be fine, honestly.
Okay, yeah, because last year I couldn't believe how many blooms there were, and this year it's hardly any.
One thing I was just thinking about you could also add to what you're doing is thin out some of the branches a little bit by...
Uh-huh.
Getting rid of some of the older branches, maybe some of the dead growth or the sucker growth that's on the plant to help the plant kind of think back onto what it needs to do.
Okay.
So it can rejuvenate itself that way. That might be an option.
Okay.
Okay.
I can try to do that. It's big, but I can try to do that.
Yeah, it's not the easiest thing in the world, right? But just any little bit that you could do would help it.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
You will.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, mosquitoes, they can transmit those deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus, but Summit Mosquito Dunks kills mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, something I actually learned last week when we talked with Summit was an area that I didn't think too much about having to put something like that in. You know, you think of the standing water in wheelbarrows or buckets or rain barrels that you see. But did one that I didn't even think of was your gutters. Your gutters might, you know, if there's a small little, you know, some leaves in part of an area and it's creating water, that's where some of those mosquitoes could be coming from. So, you know, cleaning the gutters is obviously the easy way to do it. But, you know, putting some of these mosquito dunks in those areas that it might just be sitting in, you could also use their mosquito bits. Those are good ones. So it's something to really think about because, you know, you just don't know where they're coming from, where they're sitting. It baffled me. That was one thing I just didn't think of. You know, I know my backyard has a little bit of an area where water will sit, so I thought about putting the bits there, but the gutters was one of them. So just something really to think about. The great thing, they don't harm, you know, people, pets, fish, wildlife, so you can use them in standing water or like little, you know, streams that are near the house, something like that where it might be because it's not going to harm them. So really something to do. We also talked last week in regards to using the dunks or the bits. The one that I knew about was using the bits in your soil for fungus gnats. Now, we talk in the winter a lot about these little fungus gnats that come into the house plants. Now, here's something to think about. Say you get these bits and you still have them, you know, the bits left over in the winter, and you're saying, oh, you know, I can store these. Well, if you're repotting some of those plants that you're bringing in once the season's done with mosquitoes, use some of those bits and mix them into the soil to help prevent some of those fungus gnats. So it's a pretty cool thing. It's not just one thing for outside. You can use it indoors as well, because I know a lot of you have some of those issues with the fungus gnats, and it's usually too late. Before we know they're there, they've already started to take over everything, and we want to get it cleaned up that way. So some cool different products that they have to look at. Now, a lot of you out there have talked about the drought today. We talked about using some products like Soil Moist or Hydratain, something like that. Another product that I didn't bring up today, and I should have earlier, but we talk about it all the time, is Protolizer. Now, Protolizer is not going to solve a drought issue when it comes to water. What it's going to do is it's going to help your plant be stronger so that if a drought happens or when the drought happens, it's actually a stronger plant and can survive a little bit more. It's allowing it to get all those trapped nutrients in the soil. It works together with your fertilizers to build up the composition of the soil to get stronger roots. The idea by doing a lot of these things is to help prevent maintenance later and doing more. And so by adding Protolizer to your plants and fertilizing, long term you're not going to have to water as much because the roots are deeper, stronger, and more developed. So it's kind of it's not going to prevent a drought. Nothing really is going to prevent a drought other than, you know, rain. But at the same time, it's going to help it if the drought happens. And we seem to always, almost every year, have the drought conditions around this time where we're 6, 8, 10 inches below normal of water that has been in your soil. So this is a great way to look at it for any of your, you know, house plants, your outdoor plants, anything like that, anything with roots, really, anything with roots to really help develop them and help them be drought resistant, if you will. They're not going to be completely drought resistant. I don't want you to think by using Protolizer it's just going to be instant drought resistant. Those would be more products along the lines of like a Soil Moist or using like that Hydratain that I talked about earlier today. Those are a couple of them to be looking at. Now, another thing with this humidity and heat that comes is a lot of fungus. So a lot of fungus out there. I've had a lot of calls today in regards to the fungus. And one of the things that I always suggest doing is thinning out the plants so that when you do water, the water just doesn't sit on the leaves and build up. right? Because that humidity then creates the fungus that's in there. So thinning out some of the plants, getting rid of sucker growth, getting rid of dead and damaged branches helps. And watering from underneath. And by underneath, I mean just the soil, not the leaves. Some plants that don't like to be watered from up above or from overhead sprinklers. Just to name a few, a lot of roses, and by a lot I mean all roses, don't like to get watered by sprinkler over the top. Hydrangeas don't want to be watered overhead sprinklers. So if you have a sprinkler system, sometimes it's not the best to have those there. And then one of my favorites, and I love it so much because of the colors of the plants, is the ivory halo, the red twig dogwood, the variegated dogwood. When those get wet, they start to have black leaves when it comes from overhead watering. So I like to water those from the soil. So just a few things to be thinking about when it comes to watering, the rain, moisture, etc. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Bay Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites bring the product directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Save that number for next week so we can help you out at that point, because I know we only got a few minutes left and I got a call on the line at this point. So let's go with that. Nathan, who's up next?
Wade is in central Vermont.
Wade, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm looking for some help with my pear trees.
Okay.
I've got two of them, and because you need them for cross-pollination, the only problem is they bloom 2 weeks apart. Now, this year I've tried putting ash around the one that's later to try to melt the snow faster, and the other one I've shoveled snow on it to try to stop it. And it didn't seem to work. I was just wondering if you had any suggestions of how to increase one and decrease the other.
Well, so there's no real way to stop nature with what it's going to do. There really isn't. Everything you've kind of tried has kind of worked at that point. You know, I'm sure there's parts of it that will almost kind of run into each other, smaller parts, to allow it to do that, to cross-pollinate. You do have the two that match, right? You looked it up and said, all right, these are the two that I need.
Yes, and okay. we're a solid four up here, so there aren't too many that actually make it.
So, have you just not had any fruit develop or just very little fruit?
Well, this year, very few flowers, actually.
Okay.
But, and we did get some late frosts that hit some of them. But
yeah. Now, did you also, in the past, have you had fruit, or is it just, are they young plants, and that's one of the things?
They're young. They're maybe 2-inch stems. stems are probably 6 or 8 years old.
Okay.
10 feet tall.
So it's going to take them, to that point, that 8-10 years where they'll really get some good development growth on them for flowers and for fruit. What I would look to do early spring when the ground starts to thaw there is hit both of them with like a super phosphate. Okay, early in the season, like a 0.18.0 or 0.44.0.
Right.
You hit them both because that can it can boost both of them at the same time to give them some great development on it. I think that could help you see some of the flowering both at the same time because
okay.
They might just try to turn around and be, together, right?
Right.
So that's what I would be looking to do early spring. The other thing, and this is, maybe cutting a branch from the one that takes 2 weeks later, it takes 2 weeks longer to flower.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting a branch off of that and bringing it inside and trying to force it a little bit earlier by putting in like a vase of water.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can almost time it so it flowers at the same time. From there, what I would do is then bring that vase of branches out and stick it right next to that other pear tree that is flowering so that you're getting that cross-pollination a little bit.
Right.
It might work with one and just help that one produce more fruit. And then maybe trying to keep the, a branch from the other and keep it to do that for the other one that's 2 weeks later. So like a combination of making some cuttings to do that might help. And
maybe
the super phosphate.
Put the later one maybe in a fridge?
Yeah, put it like I get a wet paper towel and put it on the fresh cut, put it in the refrigerator so it kind of pushes it a little bit. And then when it's about time to go, really force it inside with a lot of heat and light.
Right.
And then do the same thing with that one to help pollinate it. But I think maybe trying to fertilize both of them at the same time early spring could really help it to push the growth on both of them at the same time.
Okay, well, we got another year to try.
Definitely, and usually it does develop as it gets older, it will develop more and be stronger for you. So I think you're in for some good future with it.
All right.
All right, Wade, thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll try it.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for today. Great show. Lots of great questions. Lots of fungus out there, so I guess there is a fungus among us, right? All right, I'll leave my jokes till next time. But anyways, have a great week, everyone. Enjoy the cooler weather. Get out there, plant something, and as always, be good to each other. We're all the same. Be good to each other and treat us all the same. We love you guys. We'll see you in a couple weeks, next week.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.